In today's You Ask, I Answer, Jean-Vier asks, what are some of your best influencer marketing tips? Companies do influencer marketing generally incorrectly. And the reason for that is they don't have clear goals. They don't have a system for getting to those goals. And they don't have a way to measure them that's intelligent. A lot of influencer marketing has devolved into who's got the biggest mouth, or who has the most followers. Maybe a little like who's got the most engagement these days, but even that's kind of a not a great metric because it's too general. It's too non-specific. So let's talk about how to do influencer marketing in a more thoughtful way. First, what are your business goals? All influencers are not the same. There's three broad categories of influencers. There are influencers who are loud, and that's okay. If you need reach, if you just need market awareness, if you just need noise, a loud influencer with a million followers is going to do the job for you, right? If you hire a Kardashian, you're going to get a good chunk of the Kardashian's audience to briefly pay attention to you, pay for that over and over again. And it's just like any other form of advertising, and that's okay. That's why we do advertising. The second type of influence you might want, the second type of outcome you might want, are connections to the right people. This is especially important if your business relies on a complex sale, a sale which requires a connection, a warm handoff, an ushering in, an ambassadoring into a tight-knit community or to a closed community where simply we don't have access. And the third outcome we might want from an influencer is reputational improvement, being associated with this influencer, being endorsed by that influencer would be something that would be beneficial because people would see us as more credible. So you have credibility, connection, and noise, reach, broadcast. Those are the three general outcomes that you could get from influencers. What does your company need? If you buy the wrong kind of influence, you'll get an outcome that doesn't match what your company needs. So that's part number one. Part two is based on knowing the outcome you want, what kind of influencer do you need? Again, for the broadcast, you need someone loud. A Kardashian will do if you just need a lot of loud noise. And even in smaller niche communities, if you're going to, say, a trade show like RSA Conference, HIMSS, Dreamforce, CES, having somebody who's loud, who can help you be louder than the crowd, is a good thing. So that's a really good example of what when you'd want a loud influencer, when you need to be able to shout above the rest of the noise. The connection influencer is somebody who is going to do that introduction, that warm referral, that reaching into a community that you don't have access to. They are going to be very different. They will not necessarily have a lot to say. They will not be super present online in massive ways, right? They are probably going to be a little bit quieter. But when you look at their network, if you visualize their network, you would see that they are the hub, right? They are the core of their network, and everybody is connected to them, and they're connected to everybody. And then the third kind of influencer really is that authority. Somebody who has their own strong reputation. Everyone talks about them. They may not say very much, but everybody talks about them. Professor Stephen Hawking didn't endorse or say a whole lot about other companies, but everybody talked about Professor Stephen Hawking, the late professor. That's that third kind of influencer. For those of you with a little more gray in your hair, you may remember a commercial from the 70s or 80s. If you're a little younger, you can see these on YouTube. But there used to be a commercial for an investment firm called E.F. Hutton, and headed by a person named E.F. Hutton. And the tagline of their commercials was, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. And that's that third kind of influencer. When that person does speak, everyone stops, pays attention, goes, what's he going to say? What's she going to say? Are they going to endorse somebody? When that person speaks about marketing or the best tool or the best fund to buy or the best airline to travel, everyone goes, oh, all right, well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. So that's part two, is knowing who the person is that matches the outcome that you want. And you'll use different analytics tools, different influencer measurement tools for that. But the broadcast person's really easy to measure, right? Loudness. The connection person's difficult to measure. You need visualization software that can do network graphs to understand how well connected somebody is, and you want the person who is the center of their network. There's a type of algorithm called centrality you would use for that. And then the authority is a different type of network graph where you're going to measure who talks about, so the number of degrees of connection inwards to a person. The third part is the measurement of influencer marketing. And this is where, again, companies really fall down. They just assume loudness is what you want. Now, if you're buying reach, if you're buying broadcast, then yeah, you're going to measure it exactly like advertising, where how much loudness did we get? How much brand awareness did we get? How much traffic to our website did we get? And you're going to want big numbers. You're going to pay for big numbers. You're going to want big numbers. And again, you may not buy the endorsement of Beyonce, right? But if you did, you would expect to see big numbers, because that would not be a small endorsement deal. So that's the reach outcome. You're going to measure that with stuff like web traffic, top of the funnel, big numbers, big awareness. The connector, you're going to measure in the CRM. You're not going to see that in web analytics. Your connector may only get you 5 meetings, but those 5 meetings could be with 5 multi-billionaires who want to write you each a check for $1 billion, right? It's going to look terrible in your web analytics, but your CRM, you're going to be like, wow, look at this room full of Benjamins that suddenly appeared. And so the outcome there is very, very different. And the system you use to measure a connector influencer marketing program will be very different. You will have to use CRM for that. The authority is even more difficult to measure, because that looks a lot like, in many ways, it looks like reputation management. So how many people search for you by name? Does that go up as the authority confers some of their authority upon you? How much coverage do you get in traditional press or media or within your community? How many more people talk to you because they heard the influencer talk about you? And that looks very much like traditional public relations in many ways. So think about how you measure your reputation as the way to measure that third type of influencer. Now, what you see here is that these three buckets of influencers have three outcomes, three different kinds of influencers that require three different identification measurements and systems, and then three different outcomes and metrics and analytics. Where companies go wrong is they assume all influencer marketing is the same. You just buy influencers. Well, that's not how that works. That's how you waste a lot of money, instead of buying the outcome that you want and identifying the partners you need, and then the measurement system that goes with it. So when it comes to influencer marketing, those would be my suggestions. Identify which of the other three outcomes you want, find the right people based on using the right technology, and then measure the outcomes based on the kind of outcome that you're looking for. So you know that you bought the right kind of influencer marketing to reach your goals. So many companies do this wrong. So many companies just swipe the credit card and hope for the best. And that's no different than running a bunch of untargeted ads. You might get the right people, but chances are you're just going to waste a ton of money. John, we have a great question. Complicated question. Hopefully this provides some insight for everybody who is doing influencer marketing to be able to do it better. Thanks for asking. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.